Well, guys, in trending news, Vice President Kamala Harris said on Thursday in an exclusive interview with ABC's Good Morning America that she did not think the United States was a racist country. She also said it was important, though, to speak the truth about the role racism has played in the nation's history. Take a listen.
I believe that we need to first of all, I don't think America is a racist country, but we also do have to speak truth about the history of racism in our country and its existence today. And I applaud the president for always having the ability and the courage, frankly, to speak the truth about it.
You think she just misspoke?
I don't know if she misspoke. And Steve, you go ahead if you want to talk. I just think she didn't mean that the whole country, everybody in the country is a racist. That's what I got out of it. Especially
if that's the case, then it wasn't worded right.
When she put the part, you know, about us having to address the role that racism plays in the nation's
history. Then it sounds contradictory.
Yeah, it does sound contradictory, but I don't know. I mean, she's married to a white man.
She couldn't very well say it's a racist place and then try to run for president. So that was something she couldn't say. She definitely could not say that. That's just my opinion.
I still think she doesn't believe that every single person in America is racist.
Yeah. That's what she meant.
That's what I got from that.
My opinion is that it was worded completely wrong. Because what she was saying before she said, no, I don't think America is a racist country. She was talking about, she had mentioned the fact that it does have to address the role that racism has played in this country. I think she's trying to word it in a way to not make every American in this country be accused of being a racist.
Right.
I think that's what she tried to do. The problem, though, is...
That's what I think.
That's what I think, too. The problem is this role that she's in. And black people, we're not trying to hear that on no kind of level. Because we are the ones, and especially not just black people, but people who have suffered because of racism in this country. Since the entire time this country has existed.
And that we've been here.
Right.
It ain't never been nothing but that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So those people are not trying to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No.
But I think what she was trying to say that every person in this country is not a racist, meaning that if you live here, you're racist. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That's what we're hoping.
Yeah.
We're hoping for.
All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Our last break, we were talking about the comment that Vice President Kamala Harris made, saying that she didn't think... Well, we can play it. We can play it again.
I believe that we need to... first of all, no, I don't think America is a racist country, but we also do have to speak truth about the history of racism in our country and its existence today. And I applaud the president for always having the ability and the courage, frankly, to speak the truth about it.
Now, she was speaking on Good Morning America, and I think it was George Stephanopoulos
who asked her that question. I don't think everybody in this country is racist.
That one word.
There's a lot of racism in this country. Yeah. If she had
well,
to say
all
that
you needed.
Way,
yeah. Yeah. Mm. See, here's what I really think. Americans hate to be called racist. Because it causes them to have to look at themselves in the mirror. But if you don't want to be called racist, then you have to stop. Mm-hmm. You have to stop with racial policies. So let's just look. And then on another thing, to define whether this country is racist or not, you have to ask those who have suffered at the hands of the oppressor, the oppressive laws, the oppressive policies, the oppressive policing, the voter suppression, the zoning laws, the education based on taxpaying dollars implemented by the state. So if you live in a poor community, you pay less taxes, less money goes to education in that area from the state. That's systemic racism. And then you keep all the poor people being poor in a certain zone, you got them killed. Now we can't get education. We can't get proper medical care. There are dry areas in this country when it comes to grocery stores. And then poverty, I don't care where you are, gonna breed crime. Now companies don't want to bring their companies there, so now there are no jobs. You got no jobs. You got no education. You can't eat properly. If you go in the hood, ain't nothing but fast food restaurants everywhere. Check cash in places and liquor stores. So now, those who suffer from racism don't want to hear nobody say this place ain't racist. Because it is. Mm-hmm. This country is not to black people what it says on paper. It's just not. Martin Luther King asked for it. And another thing, if you are a non-person of color, a non-Asian who has been in this country suffering from racism, Muslims who suffer from racism, Jews, gays, blacks, Latinos, everybody who has suffered from some form of racism in this country, if you're not in that group, let me ask you a question. If any of these things were happening to you, if you had to live under the laws, if the police treated you this way, if your neighborhoods look this way, if you have lack of access to grocery stores, if your schools were like our schools.
They can't imagine it.
If this was happening to you, what would you call it? How would you feel? And that's the problem we have. It's too many people that ain't never had to live like this, making policies and determinations and telling us, listen to me, we're pissing on you, but I'm telling you it's rain. And all this rain is burning our eyes and it smells. And when it dries, it still stinks. And then we cut the news on, and here comes the policing. So ain't nobody trying to hear this ain't a racist country. Nobody trying to hear that.
But she did say it was important to speak the truth about the role racism has played in the nation's history.
That's what I just did.
We'll be back. Yes, you did, sir. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.